The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next, Beth Moore joins James and Betty to discuss how we can experience the freedom and fullness that comes from a renewed mind and transformed life.
When I am in that crisis, how in the world at that moment am I supposed to start thinking with a sound mind? This is exactly what God used to completely transform my life. This is what He did with His Word.
Stay tuned to Reclaim, Replace, and Renew a Beautiful Mind.
Oh boy, thank you all. It's been wonderful. We are sharing on A Beautiful Mind. I'm James Robinson. My wife Betty and I are talking to Beth Moore, who has, we've really been able to pull together a series dealing with the mind, which is the real battlefield. And it's a series of DVDs, CDs, A Beautiful Mind, Beth's book, Breaking Free, which is a bestseller. It's a classic. A lot of our viewers have not gotten it. Betty's story of Free to Be Me. We're offering all this because of what happens in the mind that is so damaging oftentimes, and yet we've really been given a sound mind, not a spirit of fear, but we've got a sound mind that is literally controlled with a spirit of love and of power. We don't have to live tormented and defeated in a battle, yes. But we had so many people here in this audience who were just this shouting out questions before we even came on the air. And Beth Moore, who's here, said, well, just hold on. We want to answer them. And welcome, Beth Moore. By the way, Beth is here.
I'm so happy to be here. And I'm so happy to be here about such an important topic.
Absolutely. Mm. The battlefield is in the mind, and it's torment when we're losing. The questions were asked. I mean, they were just shouted out. How do you pull down strongholds? Someone asked. Someone else said, what if you're in the battle, but you feel so weak that you don't feel like you know how to fight anymore? And somebody said, you're like a hamster on a wheel. And someone else said, I feel guilty because I keep going back with the same problems. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, I can't go back to God again. Okay, Beth, this is some of the questions that people are aching to have answered.
What we're hoping is that so often what we're experiencing here in our immediate surrounding is what's happening on the other side of that screen, that people are also engaging. I've got to tell you that after I had the joy of ministering this message during our Wednesday taping, when I walked out of it, I had a sense that God had done something strong. But when I walked out, one of your co-workers, one of your staff members at Life Outreach looked at me, Steve, and said, that was important. Mm-hmm. And it really resonated with me. He doesn't say that kind mm-hmm. of thing just off the cuff. I knew he had thought about it. And he said, we've got to think through that message. And so it really got me thinking what God might have on his mind that he wanted to do with our minds. I love the question that she asked. When I'm in the thick of it, when I am in that crisis, how in the world at that moment am I supposed to start thinking with a sound mind? In that moment of calamity, of chaos, we talked in one of our recent sessions about when rejection suddenly happens, when it might be someone's been mugged, victimized through a crime, something that suddenly just takes over the thinking, and we get a spirit of fear, which is so opposite of what God wants us to operate out of. What do we do right
then? Could be a loss of a loved one, a loss of a job, a loss of your source of income, whatever it is that sets you back.
Somebody has said something that we can't let go of, whatever it might be, but when we're in the thick of it, what it made me think of in that moment was how important it is, I cannot stress this strongly enough, that we live in community. We've got to know one another. We've got to have people close enough around us. I'd ask you today, are there enough healthy people close enough around you that they would have courage enough and your invitation to say, what is wrong? Mm-hmm. I think something's wrong. I think something is up with you. I'm just wondering, can I help? What's going on? We got to get where we can say out in the light, this is what I'm dealing with. One of the things that I think most keeps a vice grip of defeat on our minds is secrecy. Mm-hmm. I think all three of us agree on that. Keith would feel the same way if he were sitting here with us, that there's so much secrecy in Christianity because we don't want anybody to know. We're afraid they haven't been through the same thing, and most of them have. There is nothing that's not common to man and woman. And we have the thought and the lie operating in our belief system that somehow somebody is going to think we're so crazy that we can't come back from it. We need community. Mm-hmm. When we are living in isolation, we can begin to think that a very dysfunctional situation is completely normal. Mm-hmm. When we're only operating within those very unhealthy walls, we start accepting that as what is God's will for our lives. It's not until we get out and live in the light and live in community that we realize, you know what, I'm living with something I'll not be living with. If we're being abused, something's wrong. Something's wrong, and we need help. We need to live out there in the light where somebody could question us and where we could say to somebody else, I'm really struggling with something.
And those of you who love somebody who's failed, let them know you'll go through the hurt with them. Let them know you're willing to hurt for them. You're ready, just like a parent would say to a child that's in trouble, I will hurt with you. Don't be afraid to hurt me. Bring me your hurts. Bring me who you are. I love you. I'm family for you. Lean on me. We've got to get this message out. It's not getting out as clear as it should. Needs to get out.
But if, say that there's not anybody we can go to right that moment, what I'm praying is that we're going to also be able to give people the tools in the Word
Absolutely.
Of God in that moment. We must learn in our moment, in that moment where our mind seems on fire with defeat and with fear and paranoia, in that moment for me to be able to cry out, I begin with the word Jesus. Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you the power mm-hmm. to just let, when I just feel like everything, like a hand is almost over my mouth, if I can just throw my head back and say, Jesus, there is power in the name of Jesus. And as I say that, I can feel that the sense of God's Spirit welling back up in me. And then I start spitting out scriptures. And the first place you can begin is, my God has not given me a spirit of fear,
That's right.
but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Right.
I have
That's
the right to think with the mind of Christ. And open your mouth and say it out loud.
And we can take thoughts captive. The thoughts come, but we can take them captive rather than those thoughts taking us captive. Now, this
yes.
is the power God
yes.
has given us.
Yes.
He has given us this spirit in us. We need this help. Now, here's something I was impressed to say directly to you. A moment ago, you were here, and there's nobody I can talk to. I believe there's somebody you can talk to. And you see the telephone number appearing on the screen right now? Here's what we want to help. You can call. You'll call a friend. You'll call somebody to love you. Just say, agree with me in prayer. I need my mind reprogrammed. I want to start over. I need Jesus. Just say, I need Jesus. Say it. And call that number. And then look, I want you to do this. Ask for a beautiful mind. Here's the reason I say it. There is something about the process of change. Beth has poured her heart out, poured the heart of God out. She is gifted to communicate. She is gifted to take you through the Scripture. You'll pick up your Bible. You'll open your Bible. You'll sit down. You'll listen to the CD or watch the DVD and take the Word. Now, I'm going to tell you something. A miracle will begin to happen in your mind. There'll be a reprogramming process occurring. I want you to get it started. And you could call and say, just pray with me right now, and Jesus help me, and someone will agree with you. But then I want you to take the steps of reprogramming your mind. Now, Beth, the question was asked, how do you take thoughts captive, or how do you pull down strongholds? Can
That's
you
right.
help our viewers understand
I love to
that
do
process?
That, because this is exactly what God used to completely transform my life. This is what He did with His Word. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, it says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up, that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. All it takes to develop a stronghold is to have, to begin to think and rethink something that is defeated, mm-hmm. something that does not build up but tears mm-hmm. down. it is the twist and the counterfeit of meditation. All of us meditate. To meditate simply means we think and rethink and rethink and rethink. Take, for instance, if you had a day at work and 25 people gave you a compliment and one person criticized you, I would ask you what your tendency would be.
To replay.
You would replay that criticism over and over. That's what the natural mind does. We think on that thing that will harm us. That's the destructive part of our unsanctified heart. When our heart's not well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to latch onto that one thing. And then it gets higher and higher in our thoughts. That's why if you had an attraction to someone, you're married and yet you have an attraction to someone at work, when you are letting that person run through your mind over and over and over and over, you are developing a stronghold.
When you're seeing all the strengths you perceive in that person and the weaknesses you perceive in the spouse. And that's what's happening. And you're padding it up and it's becoming a stronghold. The other thing is, if somebody puts you down and you replay that, when you look in a mirror, you see that.
Oh,
and
yes,
when
you
think of yourself, you think of yourself that way.
Yes,
and then you think everybody else thinks of you that way. Pretty soon you think God thinks of you that way. You have totally bought the lie.
Yes.
And it has literally become a fortress. It has literally become a prison. And God wants to shatter that. He wants to throw the prison doors open and let you walk out free and begin to reprogram. Take thoughts captive.
It's exactly what His Word says, because you have to go back and see, what am I thinking that is deception? What is the deceit? What's the lie I'm believing? And you have to go back to God's Word and go, what do you tell me is true about myself? Mm-hmm. Everything that we've ever believed, and some of us have been conditioned all of our lives to think those things about ourselves, that we're stupid, that we're foolish, that we could never be anything different than we are today, that our history reads like prophecy, that everything behind us is a forecast of everything that is in front of us, and that is a lie from the pit. We got to know what God's Word has to say. And when it says bring it captive to Christ, it means, what does He have to say about it? Who does He say that you are? What does He say that your rights are? And you begin to take Him up on that. One of the things that I want so much for us to get across to our viewers and the people that we get to serve today is that so often when we go through a season, it could even be a couple of days, it could be a couple of months, it could be a couple of years, when something catapults us into a time of unsound thinking, we can really do some stupid things. Would anybody agree with that? Mm-hmm. I mean, uncharacteristic things, things that we wouldn't have done 5 years before, things that we wouldn't do 5 years from now.
You can do some wicked things.
I mean, wicked things, and just so different from who you believed yourself to be. And I want to say to someone, I know what that is like. I have experienced that foolishness really is not terminal. And you've got to come back to the land of the living. Mm-hmm. Everybody has made a fool of themselves at one time or another. Some of us may have done it more publicly than others, but listen, there is life. Somebody's watching today just to hear this right here. There's life after foolishness. Mm-hmm. We really can be restored. Somebody that's shown that if for a season you demonstrated to everybody you knew that you were not thinking straight. Well, you know what? And you can live consistently, and you say, well, they don't believe me anymore. I can tell they don't trust me. You know what? Just give it time. One day after another, just let God minister to you, set you back on your feet, and be able to turn around and minister to others.
There is life not only beyond foolishness, there's life beyond any failure.
Yes.
And I don't think anyone could have failed more miserably than Simon Peter when he denied Jesus. Now, you know, there's only one denomination that basically believes in what's referred to as eternal security, that once you really come into the family of God, you're always in the family of God. And every other one believes that if you deny Christ, you lose your salvation. And Baptists, by the way, believe once you give your life to Christ, you always know the Lord. And I happen to believe that, and I believe it because I've just simply read the Bible. I don't want to get all your letters telling me about how wrong I am, because I'm thoroughly convinced and I'm resting in Him. But the point being that denying Christ is about as great a sin as a person can commit.
No, it doesn't
and
get
Simon
worse than
Peter
that.
Denied Him three times. Now, what this meant was, here's a man who had such a stronghold. See, he had pride. He thought he could do what he needed to do for God without the Spirit and strength of God enabling him. And he made a fool of himself even in that boasting. But then he denied Christ. But a few days later, of all people, this man is the keynote speaker at Pentecost.
Yes.
He delivered the message at Pentecost. He would have been the last person you'd pick. This just simply means, no matter how foolish, no matter how miserably you failed, our God, your God, God the Father, who gave His Son Jesus to die not only for you, but to be raised to live in you, can lift you beyond any foolishness and any failure. Period. No matter what it is. God is able to do that. And He is able to give you the strength to take thoughts captive. Beth, this is the thing that I hear you saying and the thing that I know. When I realized that this book had become for me, and by the way, this page is out of it, and it's all pulled apart like this. And this isn't the original binder. This is the second rebinding. And you say, well, what in the world happened to that Bible? Well, I used to go to the Bible to get sermons to preach to you. Mm. But in defeat, when I was so tormented and so defeated, and I mean just whipped, that I really asked Betty to pray I would die in my sleep. And when somebody just said, you're a tormented man. I know you're a big preacher and you got big crowds, but you're tormented. And I've been praying for you a long time, and He prayed for me. He loved me. And I'm telling you, I was broken before God. And he just did something in my heart. Just like if you would ask Him, Jesus, like Beth said, Jesus, because it is Jesus. And just say, I need your help. I'm in trouble. I've made a mess. I'm guilty. Or whatever. Others hurt. It doesn't matter. God, forgive me. God, free me. Let me tell you something. Something lifted off of me. Just like it would right now. You don't even realize it's happening to you right now. You see, the enemy, he's trembling. He's over there looking in at you, and every old, if you could see these little imps, Hollywood can't make them look as ugly as they are. Yeah, they're ugly. And they're out there just laughing around. What they're going to do? Just Jesus. And let me tell you, and then you take the Word, and you begin to hide the Word in your heart, and something begins to happen. All this old ground that's been trampled, and you know there's a scripture, the Old Testament, where the enemy said, lay down, and you become a smooth road for the tormentors to walk on. That's what I'd become, trample ground, plowed under. And some of you are there because of failure and foolishness and mistakes, or others have hurt you and you didn't get over it, but you're going to become fertile. And you're going to be able to sow in tears and reap in joy.
Thank you.
And you're going to be able to forgive all who hurt you and speak evil of you. And the Word of God gets programmed down inside of you. You see, this isn't just words on a page. This becomes fire in your bones. And it begins to be a letter written in the tables of other people's hearts by your life. You begin to write a letter. You begin to write a testimony with your life. That's what happened. It so happened in me that this sweet little church girl wanted it to happen to her.
Right.
She began to say, what's wrong with him? I wanted him to get help, but not this much help. God, what'd you do to him? I mean, you helped him more than I thought she was going to help him. But she said, no, I want help too. Mm-hmm. And we began to get the Word in our heart. Beth, this is the thing that God has gifted you to do. You have a hunger for the Word of God. And I want to talk in another program about how you keep that hunger, but you have a hunger. I mean, you're just after it. And it's not just for Bible studies. You're after the Word, and the Word gets inside of you. Isn't that critically important for everybody watching us on television, everybody here, to begin to get that Word down inside of them so the Word begins to produce fruit? And when these thoughts come that are lies, the thoughts we have or the enemy suggests, we immediately rebuke them, renounce them, resist them with the Word coming out, the truth coming out, and the lies are dispelled.
It literally is the only way. That is exactly how it happens. We've got to get God's Word down inside of the deepest recesses of our mind, where even in our sleep, we are thinking different. We dream different. We meditate different. And when someone feels so overwhelmed that they're so far from that, listen, that's the beauty of it. We get to know not only our healing, but our healer. That's how you get to know Jesus, as you live off of Him day in and day out. And you have that sense when you've had a victory in a place where you've had so many defeats. You just get that moment where you get to high five with God. Mm-hmm. I mean, where you have that sense of Him being proud of you.
I used to say I needed a sunroof because I was going to praise Him going down the highway.
Amen.
Glory to God like that. I mean, I just wanted to open the roof.
Oh, listen,
having this relationship.
I have gotten up on an airplane. I thought, if I don't get to lift my hands, I would look around me and think, I do not know why they cannot feel Him. Because I would think, can't you feel Him? Can't you feel Him? And I'd look at the people next to me and think, I know you can feel that. Where I'd have to run to the lavatory to raise my hand straight up in the air. And it was kind of like this.
See, listen. Here's what I want everybody listening to hear right now. Beth, if we'd have joined hands like this, I said, Beth, let me just pray for you. I'm going to pray with you. And we just have a great prayer. And we pray with Betty, have a great prayer. We say, oh, boy, I feel better. But if that's where it stops, and that feels good. That's nice. Somebody agrees.
It's a start.
But if you didn't go and begin to reprogram, If you didn't begin to reclaim this territory and renew this territory, you're going to be headed back for believing the lie.
Absolutely.
And getting right back in the same rut. Now, listen to me.
If not worse.
Or worse.
Yes.
You know what the Lord said when you drive out one spirit
yes.
and you don't get the house occupied? And this is the house. It isn't a house or a temple. He dwells in this temple. Not temples made with hands, this temple. And so if this house isn't full and occupied with the presence of God, he says he'll come back and bring seven more of those foul, tormenting, lying-type spirits telling you all this junk, and the house will be in worse shape than it was before.
That's right.
That's why you got so many people in church who are meaner than the devil. They're meaner than the mafia. And they're sitting out there in church, but they don't have the house occupied. They're not full of the spirit. They're meaner than snakes. In a lot of churches, not all of them. Some of them are sweet. I know your church is real sweet. Fine, I'm glad. I'm happy about your church. But a lot of them are not. I mean, they're just biting, snapping, and going at it. You've been there. But God doesn't want us to live that way. He wants it. Now, here's what you got to hear. We need to reprogram the mind.
That's right.
Now, somebody was gracious enough to help me. Somebody got me started, helping me reprogram, because God knows I need to reprogram. I still need reprogram. I still need renewing. I still need help. I cry out for it. I'm not the example. I'm not the perfect one. I'm in hot pursuit of the perfect mm-hmm. one and the perfecter of all things. And it's His Word that renews.
Could I just say this real quick? I've been so blessed just sitting here, listening to Beth and to my husband. I'm so proud of him and what God's done in his life and what he continues to do. And I'm always blessed, Beth, when I hear you. I look forward to Wednesdays with Beth.
You're
I watch
it.
It,
girl.
But you know the
and
most...
She just it?
You know the most blessed I am is those times when it's just God and me.
That's right. Thank you, Betty.
And I hope that you can come to that place that, yes, we are encouraged at church. We are encouraged by fellowship of others, by the teachings of others. But there is nothing like the fellowship with God.
I could not agree with that more.
I want you to get this. Beth, I want everybody to get a beautiful mind, because God wants everybody to have a beautiful
yes,
mind.
Yes, He does.
That's what God wants for you. And I'm telling you, this is precious, precious gold. It's finer than gold or silver. It's the Word of God. It's
Thank
the truth
Lord.
Of God. And what Beth has done, and she has such an incredible gift. I mean, I believe I have some gifts that are different from hers. But she has some gifts that not only different from mine, but exceed many things or perhaps anything I could offer. Well, when I see something like this, I say, here's something good. I mean, this is really good. This is gold tried in the fire. What is it? It's the Word of God. But it is explained in a way that you can apply it to your life and begin this process of reclaiming your mind and literally renewing your mind so that you know the good, acceptable, and the perfect mm-hmm. will of God. Mm-hmm. So you can walk in the fullness of the Spirit, not discussing the Spirit or defending the Spirit or having a battle over the Spirit, mm-hmm. but walking in the Spirit. And it all begins with the renewing of the mind, and the whole life changes. We want to help you with that. The book, Breaking Free, and about this process, incredible book. We want to send you the book, Betty's book, Free to Be Me. It's her story. It's a story so many can identify with. She was hidden. She was the girl caught in the middle in her family, the middle child. She was the girl that thought, nobody will ever notice. But you know what? She didn't do nasty things to get noticed. She was so pure. But she said, I can at least be pure before God. And I saw that. Not the purest guy that ever walked. But when I saw that purity, it put me on my knees before God. I said, God, thank you for that. Mm. See, this is what God did in her. And then to watch how she's grown in God's grace, you can do that. We want to send you this material. If you'd like to have the teaching on CD or DVD, you just ask for it. A beautiful mind. That's what God wants all of us to have. And it's a process for us. It's a journey we can have together. Dial the number there, would you? Ask for the beautiful mind. If you want it on CD, we're asking for a gift of $49. If you want the DVD, now remember, this is 5 hours, and I'm telling you, this DVD teaching is like you just sitting in the room. And it'd be wonderful for you to use it at church or maybe in a study group with your family, but get alone with it. Ask for the DVD, and we're sending the books with either the CD or DVD to bless you and to help you. So you ask for them and know that you're actually investing in helping others. We're asking for $89 if you'd like the DVDs. And consider this. We've got 600 kids we're taking care of every month full time. And it costs an average of $25 a month to take care of those kids. Maybe you'd say, I'll take care of a couple of them. These are the kids in our life centers. And by the way, where those kids are, There's 6,000 kids that come every day from the community around because they have a need that only life can meet. And you may want to say, hey, James, I want that material to help me and my life and my family, but I want to help somebody else. And so just tack an extra gift on if you'd like to help those children. We don't talk about them in these life centers, but they're there all the time, and we're helping all the time. And you're the ones that can make that possible. Thanks for doing it. You can have a beautiful mind. Call right now, would you? Use your bank card like a check. If you want to write a check, make it to Life. But please, right now, make that call, or you can go online, lifetoday.org. Thanks so much for doing it.
Are you overwhelmed with life's circumstances? Is your life filled with feelings of rejection, insecurity, and fear? Do you often feel like you're going to lose your mind? Introducing Beth Moore's new series, A Beautiful Mind. In this 5-part series, Beth exposes the enemy's lies you are believing and shows you how to walk in victory. She reveals how to reclaim your right in Christ to be free and healthy, physically and spiritually. With God's Word, you can replace the spirit of fear with a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. In this new series, Beth shares her personal story and struggles and gives you practical tools to take control of your thought life to produce a beautiful mind. Respond today, and we'll also send you Beth Moore's best-selling book, Breaking Free, along with Betty Robinson's book, Free to Be Me.
God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind.
Call now to receive the entire A Beautiful Mind package on audio CD with your gift of just $49, or request the DVD series for just $89. And remember, your gift today will help us reach out to thousands of orphans and their communities through our 13 life centers around the world. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Now listen, I'm not exaggerating when I tell you it's a process. Mm-hmm. It's not a painful process. It does require some discipline. Hey, it does require you shutting out some other sounds and listen. And I want you to get the DVD because there's something about the way Beth communicates. It's kind of like us being here in the room. Matter of fact, she's in this room talking to you. And all these are 5 hours. Now, if you need to get it on CD, we understand. You may want to get both. That'd be great. But we're going to send the book Breaking Free, and then we're going to send Betty's testimony because so many people have commented, you know, I think I identify with Betty. She just seems to be quiet and reserved and in a way withdrawn, and yet there's a joy and a peace. And she tells her story. And really, she saw something happen in me. It was beyond what she prayed for. But then all of a sudden, she wanted to catch that. And I'm going to tell you, she's my inspiration. Beth is an incredibly anointed teacher. But in the mornings, Betty will read me the Bible. She'll get up and she'll say, let me show you what I saw. And most of the time, she'll have tears rolling down her cheeks. And this little girl has said the word, it's not alive, you know. I don't see it like you do, but she sees it better than I do. In so many ways, so much clearer. And she becomes my instructor, my source of inspiration. And you say, I want that. Here's her story. We're sending this to you. I hope you'll get it. We want to help you reprogram your mind. Don't miss the next program. Tell your friends to watch. Would you say thanks to Beth Moore for being here? Thank you, Beth, for being here. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you. We're going to talk about don't get stuck. If you're stuck, you can get unstuck. We're going to talk about it.
That's right.
Get one of the hottest tickets in the Metroplex. Come be a part of the Life Today studio audience. You'll be inspired and entertained. Call or email to reserve your tickets today.
I've not been given a spirit of PMS.
Claiming your right to a sound mind tomorrow on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECF.